Kurim chapter 3, Mishnah 12. Lama Amru Habikurim Kenichse Kohen. In what respect did they say that the Bikurim are accounted as the priest's property? The Kohanim could use the Bikurim as normal property for whatever they wanted. It says the Mishnah Shukoinamem Avadim Vakarkas or Bahemetamaya, that the Kohen may buy with the Bikurim. He may even exchange it. He doesn't even have to sell the Bikurim to another Kohen. He can even exchange it for slaves or land or even a non-kosher animal. If he wants to exchange the Bikurim for a donkey, he can do that. Ubal chayv, noitlin b'chayva, even if a creditor, if the Kohen owes somebody money, they can come in and take the Bikurim as security, as payment for the debt. The isha or a wife can even take it b'kusuvasa to repay her kusuva payment if they were getting divorced, chas v'shalom. So the wife could even take it to get her kusuva paid out. So what's going on over here is that the Bikurim, they're not like other holy produce, like Masa Sheni, for example, where the sanctity could be transferred onto other objects, other food or money, etc. Over here, even though the person has exchanged the Bikurim for, let's say, land, the Bikurim still retain the sanctity. They still can only be eaten by a Kohen in purity. And so therefore, though the Kohen could do with it whatever he wanted, any commercial transaction, it's still the sanctity of the Bikurim are not lost, even after the transaction. And then says the Mishnah Kasefer Torah, like a Sefer Torah. There's different interpretations of exactly what this means, like a Sefer Torah. Just to take the first interpretation brought in the Kohati, which is the opinion of the Rash and the Bartanura, that a Sefer Torah too may be collected by a debtor for payment of a debt, or by a woman for her kusuva payment, which is a novelty that the Mishnah is teaching. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein noisnim oisam ela lachaver b'tayva." Rabbi Yehuda says that the Bikurim can only be given. Also, different interpretations of what Rabbi Yehuda means, but just taking one, that Rabbi Yehuda says the Bikurim can only be given to a Kohen who is a chaver, meaning that the Kohen is known to be observant and learned in the laws of purity and impurity. So the Kohen would eat these Bikurim in purity. That's the only kind of Kohen that you would be able to give your Bikurim to. So the rabbis note, Noisnim Oisam La Anshei Mishmar, the Bikurim were actually given to the Anshei Mishmar, which was the group of Kohanim that was on duty that week in the temple. Every week there was a group of Kohanim on duty that week in the temple, and the Kohanim that were on duty that week, that's who the Bikurim were given. And then Vahay Mechalkin Benahim, they would split up the Bikurim amongst themselves. Says the Mishnah, Kekodshe HaMikdash, like other holy sanctified things in the temple. There were other things in the temple, for example, the bread, the bread that they used on the shulchan, on the table, that was also divided up amongst the Mishmar, the Kohanim that were on duty that week. So too, says the Bikurim, and the Kati brings that the halacha follows the sages, that whenever you brought Bikurim up, you would give it to the group of Kohanim that were on duty in the temple that week, and that group of Kohanim would then divide up the Bikurim amongst themselves.